creationists? They're narrow-minded?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the developers of a major creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, I've heard that accusation, Ken, from evolutionists, that literal creationists are narrow-minded in their thinking. How would you answer that charge?
Mark, I recall an interesting conversation I had with a professor at a Bible college where I'd been to speak. This professor told me that at this college they prided themselves on the fact that they were open-minded in regard to the book of Genesis. He told me that they taught their students all views and allowed them to make up their own minds. They didn't hold any one view dogmatically. Well, I then asked this professor if they were open to the idea that all views were wrong except that of taking Genesis literal history as I did. He said, well, no, but in no uncertain terms he insisted that they weren't narrow-minded as they allowed all views. But think about it. He didn't see that by all views he disallowed my view. That is, that Genesis must be taken as literal history. The point is, this Bible college dogmatically held the view that taking Genesis literally was not correct. So the next time you hear someone say they're open-minded about Genesis, just remember, what they really mean is they're close-minded to the fact that Genesis must be taken as literal history.
Just as we take the story of Christ's birth as literal history, we should also accept the straightforward account of creation and Noah's flood in the book of Genesis. For a free series of booklets on a variety of topics, including one with a special Christmas theme, go to AnswersRadio.com.